B6998. Extract from letter. B6998. Dated August 29, 1898. As to drugs being used in our institutions, it is contrary to the light which the Lord has been pleased to give. The drugging business has done more harm to our world and killed more than it has helped or cured. The light was first given to me why institutions should be established, that is, sanitariums, were to reform the medical practices of physicians. This is God's method. The herbs that grow for the benefit of man, and the little handful of herbs kept and steeped for sudden ailments, have served tenfold, yes, 100-fold better purpose than all the drugs hidden under mysterious names and dealt out to the sick. It is a delusion and farce, and the Lord has revealed to me that this practice would not preserve life, but would introduce into the system those things which should never be there, for they would do a deleterious work on the human organism. The living connection with the great physician is worth more than connection with a world of drugs. The soothing power of pure truth, seen and maintained in all its bearings, is of a value no language can express to people who are suffering with disease. Keep ever before the suffering sick the compassion and tenderness of Christ, and awaken their conscience to a belief in His power to relieve suffering, and lead them to faith and trust in Him, the great healer, and you have gained a soul, and ofttimes a life. Therefore, personal religion for all physicians in the sick room is essential to success in giving the simple treatments without drugs. He who is a physician and guardian of the health and body, God would have every way educated to learn lessons of the great teacher, how to work in Christ and through Christ to save the souls of the sick. How can any physician know this until the Savior shall be received as a personal Savior to him who administers to suffering humanity? Religion should be made prominent in a most tender, sympathetic, compassionate way. No one of all the parties with whom he is acquainted can do as much for the sick one as a truly converted nurse and physician. Actions of purity, refinement in looks and words, and above all, the sweet words of prayer, though few, yet if sincere, will be a sure anchor to the suffering ones. Of all men, the physician should be the most earnest and sincere, full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and then he can accomplish more than the minister in the pulpit.